My guest says you can mobilize the four winds of God to breathe life into whatever is dead. Anything. Anything biblical. Anything. Next. I've thought for myself in every area of life, but one. I knew nothing until I discovered a realm where the truth isn't what it seems. A realm where the truth becomes reality. I've spent over 50 years investigating the world of the supernatural. Every moment has led up to the main event. Millions of Jewish people will be saved all over the world. God's heart is for all to believe, for none to perish. It's called the greater glory. Do you believe?
It's supernatural.
Welcome, Holy Spirit. Go and flow. My guest, Dr. Francis Miles, recently wrote a book about the wind of God. Few have ever been taught this wind revelation. Explain the biblical understanding of wind. I've never heard of books being written on this entire book you wrote on this. How did you even determine to write a book on the wind?
Oh my God, see, listen, the Holy Spirit spoke to me. He said to me, I want you to study the winds because I've never done anything without wind. He said, I began the creation with wind and I'm going to end the age you live in with wind. So you better understand the wind of the, with the wind of the Lord.
Okay, I need you to explain the biblical meaning of, I mean, this fascinating. Wind is a divine instrument, serves multiple purposes, such as?
When it comes to wind, first, the word wind itself comes from the Hebrew word ruach, which literally means spirit, air, and wind. And under the dimension of wind, we have two classifications of wind, Sid. The first wind is the most powerful of them all. It's the wind of the Holy Spirit. Right now, as we're sitting on this program, I can feel that wind of the Holy Spirit penetrating people all over the place, all over the world. I believe there are people who feel like their ministries are not going anywhere. I believe as we are talking, see, the wind of the Holy Spirit is about to invade those ministries with revival. But then the word wind also has another classification. It's the four winds of the four winds. And under the four winds, that's where we get the north, south, east, and west winds. And these are powerful winds in the Bible that God designed, created to represent the all-powerful spirit. You know, the winds, they represent God's unpredictable nature, see, that at any given moment, like wind, he can move in one way or the other. You can never put God in a box. Like wind, you can't hold it. You can only ride the wind. That is what we're dealing with in this powerful revelation. You know, the wind also represents the God's sovereignty, see, that God is sovereign in the affairs of men. There is nothing he cannot do. Everything God has ever done, see, that has been significant in the Bible, a wind was involved. Remember Jesus would tell his disciples, he said, don't go anywhere until you are endued with power. But how did that day of power in the church or in the world of men arrive? On the day of Pentecost, seed, they had the rushing wind, the voice of a rushing mighty wind, and it was the wind of the Holy Spirit. Since that day, there's been signs and wonders and miracles all over the world. So wind is very important in the economy of glory. So that's why I'm so excited, you know, to be able to see that people are about to understand how to cooperate with the wind at a higher level.
Now, you mentioned the Bible refers to four different types of winds. Let's take two of them. Just briefly explain.
Yes, the Bible talks about the four winds. And the four winds correlate with the four corners of the earth, of the four quadrants, north, south, east, and west. Let me talk about two of my favorite winds, the east wind. The east wind is one of the most powerful winds in the Bible. See, these four winds were given a divine administration. In other words, each wind is different in divine administration, but collectively, they represent the Almighty Holy Ghost. You know, the east wind is the east wind of judgment. Every time the God of the Bible, the God of Abraham and Isaac, is about to judge a nation or a people, he would send the east wind. Actually, in the Bible, the east wind is called the desert wind because it comes, it's ferocious, you know, it comes to judge. But, you know, the judgments of God are right. So when God wanted to bring judgment, for instance, in Egypt, when God is telling through Moses, let my people go, it was the east wind that God sent to judge the entire agricultural sector of Egypt to make Pharaoh know, these are my people, you are going to let Israel go. It was the east wind. So it's a powerful wind, you know, that God is even going to, as he's going to use in the last days to judge governments, judge people, and move things around. That's a very powerful wind. The second wind is the north wind. You know, the north wind said every time in the Bible, you will see the north wind is connected to something you love very much, the greater glory. It is the wind that is
north
connected.
North wind, come.
Hallelujah. I mean, if somebody's out there and you feel dry, you need to call upon the north wind of God. The north wind is the wind that carries the presence and the glory of God. In Job 37, 22, the Bible says, and the Lord God comes with majesty from the north. So the north wind is the wind of the glory and the supernatural. You know, every time you see the north wind, it's dealing with that particular administration. Plus, the north wind is also the wind of supernatural promotion.
Now, explain the valley of dry bones.
Oh, my God. You know, the valley of dry bones seed, you know, it really has three connotations to it. And two of them have to do with the Jewish people. In the valley, Ezekiel stand in the valley of dry bones. So because God wants to show his people Israel, and then through that vision, show all of us what he can do with our valley of dry bones. And no matter how bad things look like, God can recreate whatever bad situations where he can bring to life whatever has died in our life that should not have died. So the first embassy of it is the restoration of the Jewish nation.
Now, and let me just explain for those that aren't familiar about it. Ezekiel has a vision. He literally sees bones all over the place. And God said to Ezekiel, can these bones live? And God blows his wind. And guess what happens? Go ahead.
When the wind of God blows, the dead valley becomes the mighty nation of Israel. And I believe this is how God supernaturally mobilized the Jewish people. See, after 2,000 years of even having a homeland, that's the first embassy. God was able to gather them from all over the world. In 1948, a decree was made, and the Jewish state from nowhere had a nation from not having a nation. But I also believe that it also is the valley of dry bones is speaking about how God is going to mobilize Israel once more time before the coming of Yeshua. But for all of us, the valley of dry bones means this, that whatever has died in your life can come to life if you mobilize the four winds. Because see, when I was studying the Bible, the Lord showed me that when the four winds are mobilized and they're working together, they bring a gift we all need, the breath of God. When the breath of God comes on your business, if it's dead, you'll come alive. When the breath of God comes on your cancer, it has to die. When the breath of God comes on your marriage, there's going to be resurrection power. So that is the valley of dry bones.
Okay. What about people that have had, you mentioned it, untimely deaths in their family? Can they pray that that not happen to them? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, this is so powerful. I mean, this is to bring to life what is dying in the moment. Now, they can also rebuke, because my book, I actually even talk about the fact that these winds, even though they are the winds of the Lord, they can be weaponized by Satan through the children of men who are not serving the Lord. And therefore, in my book, I actually teach people how to rebuke the evil winds. These are winds that are weaponized by Satan to come against God's people. But for the most part, those right now who are watching us, who are going through dead situations or dreams that have died or relationships that are about to die, you know, you can command the four winds and command the breath of God to come from the four winds on that situation that you are facing right now and see miracle happen instantly. And said, we are seeing this happening around the world.
In the book of Acts, Paul was caught in a violent storm. How does that apply? That's the wind.
Yes, I call that the evil wind. This is the evil wind that has got the malicious, demonic, engineered intent behind it. You know, Paul is caught up in that, but thank God, you know, he was fasting and praying, and God told him how to bring his dominion over that situation. And the wind that should have destroyed everybody, he survived it. Well, we see the same thing, Lucid, of surviving the evil wind when Jesus is crossing over to the other side on the Sea of Galilee, and a violent tempest rises to try to destroy the boat that Jesus and the disciples was on. They were afraid. They thought they were going to die until they woke up the Messiah. And he woke up and said, he showed us that we have authority to rebuke the wind. He spoke to the wind, and the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. So in my book on mobilizing the four winds, I actually teach believers how to silence evil winds, that some of our followers are actually silencing tornadoes.
You know, few people have no idea this. When we return, Dr. Francis will pray a dangerous prayer. Be right back.
Have broken dreams, broken relationships, and bad circumstances held you back? Not sure of your destiny? Are you always falling short of victory? It's time to get armed with new strategies. Dr. Francis Miles' two new books and exclusive CD show how taking authority over the four winds, combined with making dangerous decrees originating from the throne of God, will change your life.
You have the God-given authority to silence evil winds that are coming into your life to destroy your life, your business, your relationships, even your health, just like Jesus was able to rebuke the wind in Mark chapter 4, just like Ezekiel did in Ezekiel 37. You are going to learn how to bring life to your valley of dry bones. I'm going to show you how to operate with such confidence that every time you pray or decree a thing or say a thing, you know there's going to be a divine response.
Call or go online at sidroth.org/10060 with your donation of $39 or more with free shipping for two new books by Dr. Francis Miles, Mastering and Mobilizing the Four Winds for Supernatural Intervention and Kingdom Advancement, and Dangerous Decrees That Destroy Strongholds. You'll also get his exclusive new Taking Command CD. You won't find this offer anywhere else.
Dr. Francis Miles has another new book called Dangerous Decrees That Destroy Strongholds. Dr. Miles is seeing supernatural results with these prayers. Define, what are dangerous prayers?
You will see, a dangerous prayer is simply a prayer designed in such a way, biblically speaking, that when you pray it, you are going to get immediate divine answers to prayer and in real time. And we are seeing this happening all over the world.
I'll tell you, we're in a culture of we want everything fast. And normally, it's not that fast with prayer. But I think we're coming into a new season. The winds are blowing for good or for bad. And in this new season, when we use these dangerous prayers, instant, I love it. Instant results.
Instant miracles.
Okay. Teach about what is a decree and the power of decrees.
Yes, the Bible says in the book of Job, you shall decree, Job 22:28, you shall decree a thing and it shall be established unto you. See, a lot of believers who pray, the only prayer they understand the most is the prayer of petition. And the prayer of petition is a priestly prayer where you go before God and you're asking the Lord, Lord, I want you to do this. Lord, I'm believing you, God. I'm believing you for this. And there's nothing wrong with that. But there's a higher realm of prayer called the realm of decree, where God says, why are you asking me when you can simply make a decree because I've also made you a king? You see, we are kings and priests unto God. So the realm of decrees is where you release by, where you make a decision, a prophetic decision by faith, because you know the will of God over the matter has already been revealed. And then you make a decree as a king, because God has called us to be kings and priests. And I'm telling you, Sid, we are seeing supernatural things happening when people are beginning to operate in this decree. Because the Bible gives us a promise, you shall decree. God won't do it for you.
How do we pull down strongholds? The Bible says there's strongholds. What's a stronghold and how do we pull it down? Maybe give a few examples.
Yes, a stronghold really is a demonic encroachment against your God-given rights, but it's also a demonic infiltration of thoughts in your mind that exalt themselves above the knowledge of God. But here's the good news. We have supernatural weapons in the Word of God to deal with strongholds. You know, the blood of Jesus is one of those. The Word of God is powerful in dealing and pulling down strongholds. And also this powerful prayer of decrees, a very powerful strength in bringing down demonic strongholds. We are seeing people literally doing this to see it and beginning to see miracles in real time, you know, literally canceling death because they spoke, they believed the Word of God and began to speak the things that are in the book we have written, but also just understanding that they have God-given authority that have been given to us as all believers by the Lord Jesus Christ.
I'm just curious. You said debt cancellation. Would you make a decree of debt cancellation for the viewers and those in the audience right now?
Right now, I make a decree. We had somebody recently, there was a decree, and $40,000 of our student loan was canceled just like that. So I make a decree right now for a debt cancellation supernaturally in your life, and wherever you are, you better give God a shout, because it just happened to you now.
Now, you have a book filled with testimonies.
That's right.
And you also help us by writing decrees in various areas. What are some of the areas that you teach we can decree on and change?
Yeah, we can make decrees that release the glory. There are decrees that release miracles. And then there are decrees that break witchcraft. You know, and there are decrees that destroy.
Yeah, you know, most people don't understand that witchcraft is alive and well throughout the world, and that you can make a decree and totally obliterate that witchcraft.
Oh, yes, you can. You know, the Bible actually, the good news is that the Bible talks about it. The Bible recognizes the reality of witchcraft. The good news is that we have authority over it, and these decrees are very powerful. And we already have people who are making those decrees, and witchcraft they have suffered for years just disappears.
Let's give some examples of testimonies of teaching on the wind. Tell me about Diana and Hurricane Helene.
Dr. Diana is an oncologist out of Tennessee that got the revelation on the four winds, that she heard it from me. And then she had to, literally, the revelation saved the home of her son and our home, our home in the mountains of South Carolina. So she spoke against that tornado touching her son's home. Her son's home was right in the path of the tornado. Said when the following day, every house in the neighborhood where the son was devastated. There was not even a shingle off the roof of the house of her son. Then right after that, said, Helen came that destroyed much of North Carolina, Asheville, and different places. Her house is in the mountains, and it was coming. And she's in Tennessee. What do I do? I'm not there. My house is right in the mountain. It's raining right for the house. Again, she stood in Tennessee and began to speak the prayers that are in the book on mobilizing the four winds. Again, in the mountains, every house. Trees are falling in, fences have been taken away, glasses have been broken. She said, not even a shingle. She was the only property in the mountains with nothing done to it. How do you explain that except something supernatural is happening when people speak to the winds?
Yeah, you have so many of these. but I'll tell you what, there is a wind that is evil, and what Francis de Strive was evil, the hurricanes, etc. But there are winds that are very, very good. You talked about the wind of the glory.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Oh man, I am in the office of a Jewish doctor, chiropractic doctor in Long Island. See, and he says, I've expanded by faith my practice, but I need patients to match my practice. I said, well, why don't we mobilize the wind of glory? You know, and in his practice, we commanded the four winds to blow in new customers and signs and wonders. Said within 3 days, he could not deal with the traffic of people coming to his practice in Long Island. He didn't even know where they were coming from. He called me and said, what did you do to my practice? I need to hire more employees because I can't handle the traffic. And then signs and wonders began to happen as the people are on the table being adjusted.
When people see the demonstration of the presence of God, the wind, the ruach, the Holy Spirit of God, that's when people flock to the Messiah. And I believe, and you believe, that their prayers will be just as dangerous as your prayers if they read those prayers and believe them and say them.
Amen, Sid, because that's why I wrote them that way. So in both books, Sid, I wrote the prayers to make sure that when people speak the prayers by faith, they get the results I'm getting. And that's what I'm saying is going to happen. That's why there'll be miracles all over the world, Sid. Miracles, signs, and wonders about to happen.
All right, I'm going to speak a prayer over you, and you repeat it out loud with me right now. Say,
Dear Jesus,
I've committed many sins, which I'm so sorry for. I believe your blood washes away my sins, and I'm clean. Jesus, come and live inside of me. Amen. Pray a dangerous prayer right now.
Hallelujah. Well, look at me right now. God's about to move in your life like never before. I'm about to pray a very dangerous prayer. I'm about to mobilize the four winds and make some decrees over your life. Are you ready for a miracle? Here we go. Heavenly Father and righteous judge, creator of the universe and the four winds, I step by faith into the courts of heaven in Yeshua's name. Heavenly Father, in Genesis 1:26 and Psalms 115:16, you gave mankind dominion over the earth and over all elements of nature, including the four winds, in Yeshua's name. Heavenly Father, I now activate the authority you have given me over the four winds, and I command the breath of God to come from the four winds and breathe upon every dead situation that your people are facing right now. In Yeshua's name I pray. I command and I mobilize the east wind to blow the righteous judgment of the Lord against every wicked scheme of Satan that is oppressing your people in Yeshua's name. I command the east wind to part any Red Sea that is standing between your people and their promised land of destiny and breakthrough in Yeshua's name. I command and I mobilize the north wind of God to blow and release greater glory in the lives of all of your children who are watching this program in Yeshua's name. I command and I mobilize the west wind to blow away every satanic locust that is plundering the harvest and resources of your people. In Yeshua's name I pray. I command and mobilize the south wind to unleash God's supernatural power and abundance in the lives of God's people right now. I pray. I now decree and declare that all four winds are now released in your people's lives to destroy every stronghold of darkness in Yeshua's name and release miracles, signs, and wonders.
So be it in Yeshua's name.